like, uh-oh, we don't know what to do.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Fantastic.
Welcome, Chico. I'm your host for this segment of Chico Now, Vin Taney, and I'm in the studio with two very special guests, Nicole Bateman with Habitat for Humanity and Robert Hines, who's one of the homeowners of one of the Habitat Greens, right?
Right.
Yes. Well, welcome to the broadcast, guys. Welcome to the broadcast. I would ask what brings you here, but I invited you. So, Mr. Hines, I have some questions from you. You're one of the homeowners of the what's known as Habitat Greens.
Yes.
So where is Habitat Greens located?
It is located.
You got to think about it.
No, yes. It's in Chapmantown.
It's in Chapmantown.
Chapmantown.
Well, what street? That's in Chico, right?
East 19th Street.
Oh, okay. You don't want to give out your full address.
Yeah.
So you're on 19th Street.
Yeah, I'm on 19th Street.
Oh, so.
And we have 13 houses there on 16th and 19th Street called Habitat Greens.
Yes, Habitat Greens. That's a good place. Habitat Greens. I'm just adjusting my mic, so just bear with me. So Habitat Greens, so Robert, you can't hear me?
I can't hear you through here.
Oh, okay, but you can hear. I can hear you,
okay.
So it's all fine.
Okay.
We'll work on that a little later. What about now? Okay, we'll work on that later because we're on air right now. So anyway, back to Robert Hines. Hey, Robert. So tell me this. How has owning a home changed your life, Robert? How long have you owned the home, first of all?
About 5 years.
About 5 years?
Yes.
5 years. So how has that changed your life?
Well, it's changed it a lot. I mean, just being
responsible.
Responsible, yeah. Well, it gives you more responsibility,
right,
you know,
right.
Just, you know, owning your own home, you know, it just makes you proud, you know, to be able to do that. And even if you didn't come from a home that you didn't own growing up, you know that you own one now, and that's a big deal for me.
Right. And I'm joking again. So, and nothing breaks on the Habitat house because these are quality houses. But if something happened, you can't call the super.
No.
You are the super.
I am the super. But Habitat is very lenient, too. I mean, you know, if you ask them, you know,
help
you out with a situation, they still help you out. You know, they just don't leave you out in the dark and be like, hey,
right,
you know, it's your house now and, you know, you're...
You're on your own, huh? You can always call there.
You can.
So they're very, good with that.
That's good. Okay, again, we just answered the question, how has it changed your life? A little more responsibility, a little more grounded and rooted. You don't have to say, well, when you're a renter, it's kind of like you're... May have to move.
right. Well, the big thing is how's it changed your family's life? I mean, what's gone on with your life since the last 5 years?
Oh, man, a whole bunch. I mean, just new job opportunities.
Yeah.
Kids are just getting bigger. And
you have a new little one.
Yeah, a new little one.
She's going on
16, so, yeah. You know, but...
She's going on 16.
Yeah.
Not your new little... Oh, the little one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She's actually three.
Well,
four.
She's three, but she'll be four in May. But she... Yeah,
going
she,
on 16.
Yeah, she's going on 16. Okay. So, you know, she thinks she runs the house. So.
Okay. So what was the best part of building your home? I remember building your home. I was a part of that. And you guys can be a part of helping build home from foundation to the roof. What was one of the best parts for you yourself? Building your own
home. Just building it. I mean, just being a part of the build. I mean, you know, learning to put, you know, pieces together and just, you know, knowing that you build your own home and watch other people come out and, you know, help you and just enjoy, you know, with you, you know, building a home, you know, for a family.
Oh, okay.
You know, the thing that actually I'd like maybe Rob to share is like when you guys, applied for the Habitat house, that process for you and what that meant for you and kind of your spirituality with it when you were going through that process.
Well, we prayed, you know, well, the story we told, I guess I don't remember, but I told my wife, you know, not to go to, you know, the meeting, you know, to apply for the house. But I, you know, she was led by the Holy Spirit to go anyway. So she went down there and, you know, applied for, you know, our home. And then the next thing you know, we were one of the, you know, finalists for, you know, for the home, you know. So we're, you know, we're praying about it. And, you know, the Holy Spirit told, you know, my wife, you know, that one of the homes were ours. And, you know, within the next month or so, you know, we get a knock on the door, you know, saying that, hey, you know, you guys got the house. So, you know, that was a big part of us getting the house and, you know, our pastor and wife, you know, instilling the word in us. And, you know, that's, you know, been a big part of our lives, you know, since we, you know, joined Raymond Word of Faith. So all you listeners out there, you know, you want blessings and want things happening, come down to Raymond Word of Faith.
Well, we walk by faith, not by sight.
Right, right. And that was the thing that I heard Tamara saying is that, you know, Rob's wife, is that she literally heard, you know, God say, this is going to be your house. And come here and pray, you know, and she, the family went and prayed over the lot, and she goes, as clear as day, I heard it was going to be my house.
Well, you know what? The Lord speaks to people. Obviously, he spoke to the founders of Habitat back in the day, though.
Right.
Even started an organization like this. And look how many people you guys impacted.
Right, exactly. Millions of people worldwide. Worldwide.
That's the voice of the Lord.
Right. It is powerful stuff.
Powerful stuff. Hey, it's time for a short commercial break. I'm Vince Haney in the studio with Nicole Bateman from Habitat for Humanity and Rob Hines. He's a recipient, a homeowner of one of the Habitat houses. We'll be right back after this short commercial break. Vince Haney, Chico Now.
Scott Allred.
I'm Vince Haney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back, Chico. Again, I'm your host for this segment of Chico Now, Vince Haney. And again, I'm in the studio with Nicole Bateman. She's the executive director of Habitat for Humanity. And Robert Hines, I guess he would be the executive director of the Hines Home.
Right.
Yeah, he likes to think that. I think Tamara Hines is the executive director. But anyway, welcome back to the broadcast, guys. So we were left up with talking to Rob about our home ownership. Quick question, Rob. What have you learned about owning a home?
That it's a lot of work.
It's a lot of work?
And that never ending. You got to cut grass. You got to clean.
Okay. You got to clean the house.
You got to clean the house. Yeah. You got to clean the house and, you know, keep it up, you know. And, you know, that's one of the biggest things. You know, you ask for something and then
you finally get it.
Exactly.
You got to be a good steward over it.
Yes.
And I've seen your home and I've seen some of the improvements you've done. You've done a lot of good stuff there. He's always, you know, what they call that, pride of ownership.
Mm-hmm.
He's taking pride of ownership and he's out there doing stuff, upgrading the property, increasing the property value, the whole community with his house. That made all the other houses go up in value, which, again, those Habitat homes on that street have, because there were some other dwellings already there.
Exactly. I mean, that's a great thing about that Habitat. Whenever we go into a neighborhood, we are one of our things is building houses, but it's also revitalizing that particular neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
And we noticed that when we went into Habitat Greens is that the neighbors across the street, they started painting their fences and then painting their houses and planting new stuff in the front yard.
Right,
and
right,
they
thought,
oh my gosh, we got these new Habitat houses. We got
to
make our houses look good
to
too.
Step the game up.
Yes, yes. So it really is contagious.
Uh-huh. They was going broke trying to keep up with the Hines.
Yeah,
So, yeah, Robert Hines, okay, again, you say the best part of building your house was, you know, all the community people can come and help, friends and family. Because you had to put in how many hours? You had to put in your own sweat equity hours.
Yeah.
You couldn't just show up whenever.
No.
Right. These guys, they had to do 250 hours apiece.
A piece.
Woo! You know, mom and dad. But I'm sure you guys did a lot more than that. I'm sure that.
Yeah, 500 hours total together, pretty sure we did. But
yeah.
I put in at least, I don't know, a couple hundred hours.
Yes, as friend, absolutely.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, did that count towards their 500 each?
It did.
Really? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they put in some overtime.
I think they did.
I remember his family came from the Bay Area. Oh,
that was great that they did that.
Yeah, they came all the way from the Bay Area.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what it really is great to have your family out there doing that too, because then they can see too, and then they can see the pride that goes with it as well.
Yes. So. Got a hammer in the hand. Everybody was lined out doing something. So that was fun.
Yeah.
So speaking of Habitat and fun stuff, there's some new stuff coming up with Habitat.
Yes. I think what's actually happening right now is on the 20th,
this Friday,
we're having the concert. Synergism is doing a concert for us, which is a women's choir group. It's at the First Baptist Church on Palmetto.
Oh, okay,
and they're going to be singing songs about home and family and hearth. And the recommended donation is $10 at the door. And I think they open the doors just around 6:30. So we recommend people get there early because it fills up. There's 350 seats there.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I think it should just be a lovely evening. And in the intermission, I'm just going to say a few words, but also Mary Shippen, who's one of our homeowners, who's actually spoken on the show as well, she's also going to talk about her experience as being a homeowner. So we're very appreciative that we're able to, that Synergism chose us this year. As part of their groups of nonprofits that they're partnering with to do a concert on our behalf.
Oh, shout out to Synergism.
Synergism.
Choir.
Yeah.
Since a place that's going to happen this Friday, right?
This Friday at 7.
April 20th, 7 p.m. at First Baptist.
First Baptist.
Not Second Baptist.
Right.
First Baptist.
On Palmetto.
Yeah, on Palmetto.
Yes.
Okay, that's happening this Friday. What else you got going on? April, I missed that. I missed the April 5th event.
Yeah, April 5th event. I know, we sold out. That was Vince, last time I was like, we didn't have any more tickets. That was a great event. It was a full house. There were 180 people there. There was only a couple seats that were empty. That was it. And we had a great evening. And the proceeds from that came, $5,900 came from Baccio's to Habitat. So it was just a wonderful, great food, great company, and it was, and we actually did some books that were signed by Jimmy Carter, and we auctioned those off, and then we had some plants that we were plant holders designed from items from the Restore, so they were really cute plant holders, and we had gotten some succulent plants through Prestige Landscaping, and so I put those together, and people donated money for those plants. And those brought in about $2,400, those plants and the books. So it was a great evening, and we just want to do a shout out to Baccio's, to Amanda over there. This came from her heart. She chooses a couple nonprofits a year, and she does a dinner, and the proceeds after, you know, she pays her stuff, her payroll comes back to Habitat. Oh. So it was a great event and a fun evening, and we really do appreciate what Amanda did for us.
Praise God.
Yes.
Thank you, Amanda. Yeah. So you guys did the selection for the new two families?
We're actually just working on that right now. We had selection process last week. We had orientation meetings. Mm-hmm. And so the applications will be due this Friday. And so the people who attended the orientation meetings will be dropping off those applications to us this Friday. And in those meetings, we had about 72 people who signed up.
Ooh.
So we'll see. You know, we normally have about 40 people who apply.
Okay. Hey. Again, it's time for another commercial break. Vince Haney in the studio with Robert Hines, homeowner of a Habitat home. Nicole Bateman, executive director, Habitat Humanity. We will be right back after this short commercial break.
I'm Scott Allred.
I'm Vin Taney.
I'm Trisha Coder.
And I'm Matt Ford.
This is Jessica Wilkerson, your host of Chico Now.
What's happening in Chico? Join us.
This is Chico, Chico Now.
Chico Now.
Welcome back, Chico. Again, I'm your host for this segment of Chico Now, Vince Haney. And again, I'm in the studio with Nicole Bateman. She's the executive director for Habitat for Humanity. And Mr. Robert Hines, he's a homeowner of one of the Habitat homes on 19th Street here in Chico, California. Welcome back, guys.
Thanks, Vince.
So what else is going on?
Well, the other big thing that we're doing is, you know, the Restore, which is one of our funding sources.
Oh, yes. Is,
I know that Restore is a fun place to shop at.
Yes.
They're doing a sale on April 25th.
Uh-huh.
And 25% off.
Uh-oh.
You know, because this is
everything?
Green tag. It's a green tag sale. Yes.
It's a green tag sale, not everything.
There'll be some specific things that the staff are picking for 25% off. And this is our 25-year anniversary. So we're trying to do things every month in the Restore just to acknowledge that. And this time it's a sale, but sometimes it's just a competition of some kind or a gift certificate that people get for guessing a certain number of nails in a jar. So it could be a variety of stuff. But this month it's a green tag sale on April 25th. And so everything that has a green tag will be 25% off. And the proceeds from the Restore help us to build houses.
Yes, yes. And I love the Restore. They're not open on Mondays.
No, they're open Tuesday through Saturday, 10 to 6.
Okay.
Always looking for donations and looking for people to shop there. And, you know, so we always tell people, you know, try the Restore before you go to the big box stores because sometimes you'll find it there. There's always new stuff that comes in every day. I mean, we have people that shop there literally every day.
I know. I go there at least once a week.
Yeah, to check what's new, what's new.
Yeah, you never know.
Yeah.
So, you can donate items to the Restore.
You can donate items to the Restore.
Like what?
You could donate. Cabinets are big. Doors are big sellers. Appliances are big ones for us. Any kind of furniture is good. Quality furniture is good for us.
Lighting.
We have a lot of lighting in the store.
Sinks
and, mm-hmm. and tubs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And, you know, we have people that come in there that are artists that are doing kind of different repurposed art projects. So they come in and look for just some obscure things that you wouldn't mm-hmm. think would be selling. But whatever artwork they're working on, it works perfectly for that project.
Yes, yes, yes. I love the Restore. So what else is going on this week? I saw something on the list there.
Yeah, so the other thing is that...
New Vision. You got something going on New Vision.
You know, that actually is a Chico Affordable Housing Forum that Scott Huber is putting on.
Oh, yeah.
And there's going to be a couple of people on the panelist. And Brooks Thorlickson, who's on my board of directors, she's going to be representing Habitat at that forum. And I think it's just an open discussion and answering questions about the need for affordable housing in our area.
Yes, there is a need.
There's a huge need. And so that is actually April 26th from 6 to 8 at New Visions Church. And so that will be a good opportunity just to kind of hear. I mean, I think it's been great because there has been a lot more publicity about affordable housing right now. There's been things in the newspaper and on the news. So I think that our consciousness around the need for affordable housing is rising, and people who are currently living in substandard housing or paying more than 50% of their income towards rent, which quite frankly is a lot of people in Chico,
yes.
And Oroville and Paradise. So people are paying a lot of money for rent right now. So the need for affordable housing is really huge, and if people don't have affordable housing, and they can't do anything else. They have, you know, they don't have their medical. They have to think about their groceries, the childcare, the car transportation, all that kind of stuff suffers because they're making sure they just have a roof over their head.
Yes.
So people should not be paying more than 30% of their income towards rent, and you know, 3 out of 10 people in Butte County are.
Yes.
So the need for affordable housing is critical at this point.
Critical, don't I know? I'm the case manager for what's known as the Rapid Rehousing Program.
And right.
For listeners out there, if you know somebody who has an income, yet they're finding themselves homeless, they don't have a place to live, they're couch surfing or living at somebody else's house. I just helped a lady the other day. For 8 months, she's been living in her car, and she has a job. So what we do in a Rapid Rehousing Program, we'll help you with your first, last, and a deposit. We could help with up to 1 to 3 months of rent, help you with moving expenses, Yeah, stuff like that. So reach out to me, Vince Haney at the Community Action Agency at 693-2033, and perhaps we can help you or someone you know that may be in a situation like that.
That is so great.
There is a need for affordable housing.
Yeah.
And Habitat makes that happen, and it's going to take the community like this forum and other organizations and agencies and individuals to help be a part of that solution.
Right. And it's so wonderful that you guys are doing that, because that really is one of the stumbling blocks, is the first and last month deposit.
Oh, I see.
I mean, people just cannot do it.
They can't.
So, yeah. So thank you for doing that.
Yeah, thank you.
For having those resources.
Your tax dollars at work.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Well, that's an it's an important piece.
Thank you, Mr. Hines.
Yeah. Yes. Get people.
Thank you, community.
Yeah. Get people off the streets.
Yes.
Then the very last thing that's happening is St. John's Episcopal Church is doing their annual garden tour on May 5th. And part of those proceeds will come to Habitat, and because we're one of their mission partners. And so if you've ever been to that tour, it's just a wonderful opportunity to go in someone's backyard or the front yard and just kind of see how they're landscaping it, and you know, just what kind of plants they have. And it's just really very beautiful. And I think I read in the paper the other day that that the little Chapman Center house on Nelson Avenue is going to be showcased too.
Oh, really?
So
Should. I've never been in a house, but love to go in it.
Yes.
That's called the Chapman Mansion.
Thank you. Yeah. Exactly. Yes.
Speaking of Chapman Mansion, it's time to go. And hey, that's going to do it for this segment of Chico Now. Thank you, Nicole Bateman, Executive Director of Habitat for Humanity, Robert Hines, owner of a Habitat Home. Thank you guys for being on the broadcast.
Thank you so much, Ben.
This is Vince Haney signing out for Chico Now. Join us tomorrow while our host will be Scott Allred. Vince Haney, Chico Now.